This is an executive summary of 721 exchange risks and drawbacks to know. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The 721 exchanges benefits, deferral, diversification, liquidity, passive income, and estate planning are genuinely compelling, but a responsible decision requires understanding the risks and drawbacks just as clearly. The 721 exchange is a significant, generally irreversible move into right ownership, and it carries risks. You commit to right ownership, losing 1031 flexibility, you give up control to the right, your returns depend on the right's performance and management, accessing liquidity triggers tax, the right's value, or share price, can fluctuate, and there are fees and sponsor-related risks. None of these necessarily outweighs the benefits, but you should know them before committing. This guide candidly covers the 721 exchange's risks and drawbacks, so you can make an informed decision with eyes open. The most significant risk of a 721 exchange is its one-way nature. It's generally an irreversible commitment to right ownership. Once you contribute your property for op units, you lose 1031 eligibility. Op units aren't real property, so you can't tax-free return to direct real estate. This means you're committing to right ownership as a, generally, permanent endpoint, without the ability to reverse the move tax-free. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.